Good morning. Welcome to Bethany Lutheran here in Warren, Oregon. Today I'm preaching on John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What do the following have in common? Jacob's daughter, Dinah, Uriah the Hittite, the thousands of baby boys killed when King Herod was trying to eliminate the baby Jesus. Too hard? Well, let's try some contemporary examples. Children of disintegrating marriages, babies of crack-addicted mothers, school children killed in gang neighborhoods. Still too hard? How about these? The spotted owl, Inuit and Malaysian island towns disappearing due to rising water levels. Have you got it now? They're all collateral damage. Each one suffered the consequences of another's action or choice. Each one was considered expendable. Their loss counted as acceptable. Consider the current wars on this planet. Thousands of lives are displaced or lost, but someone considers that loss acceptable in order that they gain power, land, oil reserves, treasures, water rights, mineral reserves, something that that person or group values more than the people being affected. Collateral damage. In this Sunday's gospel text, we see the world's values in direct contrast to the value Jesus places on human life. The world says some loss is expected, and the loss is acceptable for the greater good. Jesus says he's willing to lay down his life for his sheep. He will not allow the wolves to take even one of his sheep, because each one is too valuable to lose. God knows our circumstances in this life. He knows we are not strong enough to live a lifetime without succumbing to the temptations we face. We are like sheep without a shepherd to guide and protect them. God should give up on us. But he's a God of perfect love, and so God looks upon us with compassion. In his benevolence, he sent Jesus to shepherd us, to guide and protect us. Because Jesus and God the Father are one, Jesus knows what our Heavenly Father knows. He knows we are weak, we are gullible, we are easily led astray. We are powerless on our own against the strength of evil. We fall for the lies of the evil one. And then we must live with the overwhelming guilt. No one, not one, is strong enough to save himself or anyone else. So Jesus steps in and becomes our shepherd. Jesus sees us with the Father's compassion. He says, "Come, follow me. I will feed you and comfort you. I will protect and defend you. I will save you from yourself, your bad choices, and from evil in general. I love you so much that I will lay down my life for you." Now, all this is predicted in the 34th chapter of Ezekiel over 600 years earlier. This chapter starts off with a conviction. "Thus says the Lord God, ah, shepherds of Israel, you've been feeding yourselves. Should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat. Clothe yourself with the wool. You slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened. The sick you have not healed. The injured you have not bound up. The strayed you have not brought back. The lost you have not sought. And with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd." Starting at verse 11, God says through the prophet Ezekiel what he will do. "Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among the sheep that have been scattered, so I will seek out my sheep and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries. And I will bring them into their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. Then they shall lie down in good grazing land and on rich pasture, and they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of the sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak." Do you hear today's psalm in there? Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." God and Jesus know what we need and when we need it, and so Jesus came to provide it. When Jesus says, "I know my own," do you hear law or gospel? You know, it can be either depending on the context. To be fully known by God is to be vulnerable and exposed. Jesus knows your every thought, even the ones you try to bury, the ones your filter catches just before they're spoken out loud, the ones you look over your shoulder before you speak. Jesus knows your every action. He knows when you spend your money and on what, and what that says about your heart's true treasure. He knows every single image that has appeared on your phone or on your computer screen. He knows the thoughts you dare not record even in your secret diary. Knowing God can be scary as well. Romans 1 verse 18, "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness." It might be embarrassing to realize God knows us, but it can be terrifying to know God, to know his unyielding standard of righteousness and the consequences of offending it. The God of the New Testament is the same God as described in the Old Testament. His character and his standards have not changed. To know God is to recognize his absolute intolerance of sin. And that is knowing the God of the law. But we also know the God of the gospel. We know that God knows his own and he loves us. Mark 8 verse 2, Jesus said, I have compassion for these people. They've already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. He knows our needs and tends to us. Exodus 2 verses 23 through 25. During that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them. Today's psalm describes in detail how God anticipates and cares for our every need. Through Jesus, as recorded in the gospel, we know God. It's good news that Jesus says, I know my own and my own know me. Not only is God aware of our mess, but he is mighty to save. His heart is filled with his children. Therefore, Jesus is worthy to be called the Good Shepherd. Psalm 95, verse 7. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the flock under his care. Today we will hear his words, in the words of absolution. We will hear his voice in the words of scripture. We will hear it in the words of benediction. Romans 5, verse 8. God shows his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus laid down his life for us with his eyes open. He knew our sin, but he also knew our helplessness and had pity on us. Yes, it is good news that God knows our every thought and deed and still loves us and has pity on us because of them. Jesus loves his flock, provides for and watches over them. Jesus also tells us that there are other sheep who are not yet part of his flock. Jesus does not believe in collateral damage. He counts by ones. It is important to him that every single sheep be part of his flock. And he's commissioned us to make certain that every single sheep knows of his love for them. That on his behalf, we show each one the way to the flock, the way to green pastures and still waters, and the Father's compassion. Wolves still abound in this world. We need someone with the vision and wisdom to lead us safely through all the landmines of life. Yes, we still have a good shepherd, every single one of us. Amen.